You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Chinese Premier Li Keqiang have ended a year-long lull in relations between Australia and China, meeting on the sidelines of the ASEAN summit in Singapore. It is the first time an Australian Prime Minister and a Chinese leader have met in that time, following tensions over Australia's new foreign interference laws and ongoing concerns about Huawei technology. Mr. Li says the meeting is a turning point after what he called the ups and downs of relations between the two countries. Mr. Morrison says he wants to foster a strong relationship with China.
We're getting on with business with China, that's what I said last night. And not just the business of the commercial relationship, but a broad-based relationship. We have a comprehensive strategic partnership with China, and it's the opportunity to engage like we did last night, cover a wide range of issues within the security of that discussion and within that partnership. And it was a very positive meeting, as I know that you've seen the reports of, and we'll continue to get on with business in that manner.
Competition between the United States and China for dominance in the Indo-Pacific has also loomed large over the ASEAN summit. In what was widely interpreted as a reference to China's rise, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has told leaders there is no place for aggression in the region.
We seek an Indo-Pacific in which all nations, large and small, can prosper and thrive, secure in sovereignty, confident in our values, and growing stronger together. We all agree that empire and aggression have no place in the Indo-Pacific.
China and the United States are also locked in a trade war, imposing increasingly severe rounds of tariffs on each other's imports. The United States is Australia's closest military ally, and China is Australia's biggest trading partner. But Mr. Morrison says Australia will not have to pick sides between the two countries.
Our relationships with each of these major partners are different, and they're both successful, and Australia doesn't have to choose. And we won't choose. We will continue to work constructively with both partners based on the core of what those relationships are.
Another important relationship for Australia is with Indonesia. The two countries had been due to sign a free trade agreement on the sidelines of ASEAN, but the deal has been held up since Mr. Morrison floated the idea of shifting Australia's embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. Indonesia, the world's most populous Muslim nation, is furious at the potential relocation of the embassy from Tel Aviv, because it considers Jerusalem's status critical to a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians. Scott Morrison has said a review of the embassy site will be done by Christmas, but opposition leader Bill Shorten says Australia cannot wait until then to confirm its position.
I think that Mr. Morrison made a major mistake when he floated the kite before the Wentworth by-election to say that we would move Australia's embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, which broke 70 years of bipartisanship and didn't do anything to accomplish peace in the Middle East. Mr. Morrison made a mistake. Frankly, he made himself look stupid and made our country look stupid. If he has decided not to go ahead with moving the embassy, for goodness sakes, just tell us so we can all get on with everything else.
Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad has also warned Mr. Morrison Australia risks inciting terrorism with any plan to move its Israel embassy.
Well, there is the issue. You see, I pointed out that in dealing with terrorism, one has to know the causes. Adding to the cause for terrorism is not going to be helpful. I pointed that out. And Australia has not made any decision. They are looking into it.
Mr. Morrison says he will stick to his plan to consider the move, adding there is no conflict between Australia and Indonesia.
I said we were going to raise the question, we were going to address the question. We've got a process in place to do that through a cabinet submission process. And once we have concluded that, then we'll make our views known and then we'll move on from there. And the issues are not related. They were not conflated. They were not raised together in our meeting yesterday. And I've had further opportunity, of course, to speak to President Widodo since that meeting, as well as Foreign Minister Masudi. And those engagements have been warm and very receptive.
While the deal with Indonesia has stalled, Australia and Hong Kong have finalised their own free trade agreement, with Australian farmers, seafood producers and winemakers expected to benefit. The government says the agreement will permanently enforce zero tariffs on all Australian exports to Hong Kong. Mr. Morrison says the deal is a win for Australia's economy.
That means that the removal of tariffs on Australian exports into Hong Kong. And that's just another example, again, of our economic plan working. We're committed to these issues. We are, though, not just the sum of our deals, as I said a few weeks ago, when it comes to our foreign policy. Our foreign policy is informed by our beliefs, by our values as a nation.
The world leaders are already moving on from Singapore to Papua New Guinea for this weekend's APEC summit. Mr. Morrison says Australia will champion free and open trade at the talks. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.